Welcome back to another episode of Simping and Pimping. Are you simping or are you pimping? I'm your host, Brian. With me, as always, is your host,
Jesse.
And your other host,
Rick.
And welcome back to another episode.
And we're back.
Sorry.
Salutation.
Mexican Mother's Day.
Mexican Mother's Day. And your cousin?
My cousin, yeah.
Your Jesse's cousin came over to sing to Jesse's mom.
My cousin's husband, who is also basically my cousin now. My cousin Carlos.
Oh.
My tia's here.
Jesse walks out and they go, "What's up, player?" Son.
Jesse, in the middle of him singing, goes, "I'm gonna go say hi."
I'm gonna say hi.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "No, they're all here. I'm gonna say hi."
Then but he goes and he says, "Hello."
Did you hear my mom, though?
No, I haven't.
Ya mira mi nuevo carro.
She got a new car?
Yeah, she has a. That Nissan that's outside, the Murano.
Oh, okay.
That's hers.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. As long as her old one was totaled.
Yeah. She got money for it from the insurance.
Oh, that's good.
That's right.
Insurance money.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. But
it's nice, though.
Tomorrow is the U.S. Mother's Day, though, so.
Mm.
There's that.
If you're illegal and we catch you, we're going to send you back and you will never come back. What?
What? Yesterday I was on Twitter and I saw Trump was like, "I just signed an executive order that all illegal immigrants or aliens," what he said, "you guys can go to an airport or my website or an app," he said,
mm-hmm.
"and you can book a free flight to any other country for free, just as long as it's not the US and so that's what he said, and I was all like,
"Send him to Canada."
I was like, "Damn, bro." He said it doesn't matter where. Like, it's not going to be his problem anymore, but you can do it for free.
Damn. Imagine that. Someone willingly just being like, "I'm going to fly out of here."
That's a free flight.
That is a free flight. Oh, we should go to Japan.
Imagine? Yeah.
Fuck it.
They're not illegals, though.
Well, what are they going to ask for your social security number?
They're probably going to find out. Yeah. They probably know a way. I heard that he's also paying like $1,000. Like, the heat. Like, if you're illegal and you said, "All right, I'll go," but I guess there's like a program where you can get paid $1,000 for,
oh yeah,
for leaving. Yeah,
interesting.
But I don't understand how
you have to be illegal. So
how that process works.
I don't understand it, but it works.
But it works.
It's very interesting.
Did you hear that he wants to what's it called? Refurbish. What's a fix up, like a fixer upper kind of thing? I don't think it's a reword. Like, let's say you bought a broken down house and you fixed it. What's that called? Renovate. He wants to re-renovate Alcatraz, the prison. He wants to re-renovate and reuse it as a prison again.
That'd be pretty cool.
But the people who people have said that it's sort of, it's possible if you had an infinite amount of money, because Alcatraz will need like at least a couple $1 billion to fix,
because
people who work there, because first of all, it's a historical site,
mm-hmm.
so it's like, you know, a museum, but also they said that you would have to dig up all the pipes because all of them have been rusted out.
Yeah.
And then you have to do all that. Plus, they said that Alcatraz was like so expensive because there was no clean water or anything like that, and so they had to like literally bring gallons of water every single week for the place. So it's like, it's not
that'd
really
be cool
a good
though.
Idea.
I mean, why don't we just build another island?
Yeah, why don't I use another island?
Yeah, another Guarma.
I say we just demolish it and restart.
Why don't we just take all the building and push it over there?
I like when people are like, on TikTok, when people post like a dam on Alcatraz,
mm-hmm.
and people in the comments will be like, "I was there on Warzone or on Rebirth.
I'm there every day.
How do I find the spork?"
Like, I've never been there, but I know my way around.
I know my way through the underground, through the showers, through the cafeteria.
I feel like it's been a long 2 weeks since the last time we recorded.
It really has. I feel like so much has happened.
We did last time when we recorded. We also like did a video. At least I recorded a video with you too, where we drank. Well, Ricky and I drank. And we got fucked up.
Yeah, what did you do?
I had one drink.
Wow.
One big gulp.
Mm-hmm.
Big gulp.
Yeah, me and Ricky. Well, I know I got fucked up.
I
had like seven. What are they called again?
Cayman Jacks.
There we go. And then afterwards, after we finished recording, I was drunk as fuck. My little brother's all like, "You want to take a shot of Henny?"
I don't know.
And I took a shot of Henny with him. It was disgusting, bro.
I think I drank a six pack of my IPAs, and then I started drinking mezcal. That was bad.
That was a rough video as well, bro. Like, I in the middle of, well, I even, oh, shit, she slipped. In the middle of, like, recording the video, I left a couple times because I would, like, go talk to my sister because my sister was working on something in her room, and I would go over there. I'm like, "Can you tell that I'm drunk?" She's like, "You came in stumbling and you're slurring your words." I was like, oh.
It's over.
Yeah. Anyways.
Does your tail always look like that?
It's missing.
It like curves up.
Like, yeah. It is.
Really? I just never noticed. I got really drunk too. I went to the restroom and I threw up and I fell asleep in the restroom.
I don't remember falling asleep, but or like going to bed.
Oops, sorry, Sophie.
I remember like putting my, I don't remember going to bed at all, but I put my phone to charge, and I was like, I don't know how I fell asleep. I remember waking up in my bed. I was like,
I went to my cousin's party after,
and he got fucked up.
No, I didn't.
Oh, Jesse doesn't drink anymore.
Boring. I don't drink like that anymore.
He's tied down.
Yeah.
I don't drink like that anymore.
He's tied down from the liquor. He doesn't.
He's
like
turning it. A new leaf.
Jesse's a new man.
Yeah, because I'd be getting scammed. Fucked up.
Who's scamming you?
Dia scams me.
Oh.
For what?
Because every time I go to his place, bro, he's always hyping it up. "What about a drink? What about a drink during the draft?" All he does is smoke. All right, bro. He only drinks when we go out. All right, bro.
DJs?
Scamming.
DJs?
Me. Scamming.
Scammer gets scammed.
So ever since I call him a scammer and he gets mad.
What's it called?
And then Daisy backs me up too. So W.
W press.
He's sort of been getting on my nerves on the Minecraft server. I'm not going to lie.
Deez just goes crazy.
I killed his mule yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
He has a new one, isn't he?
Yeah, he has a new one.
What's it called? No, but oh my God, bro. I would like clean up the whole place. And I've been working on it, like, the past couple of days. I've been working on it. When you get back, you haven't been on in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been on in, like, a week.
But when you get on, you'll see there's a huge difference. But what's it called? I would get on, and this guy would just do something stupid. Not to be fucked up, Diaz, I'm sorry. But, like, you just don't have good ideas when it comes to, like, cleaning the server. I got it on, and my whole tunnel was covered in grass. And I was all,
the
like...
The floor?
Like he bone mealed the whole grass. Like, and I was all, like... I was like, great. And I had to go through the whole tunnel and clean up. I went through the whole tunnel. Keep in mind, I was on the farm side.
Mm-hmm.
And I go through, and now I'm in the crater where our homes are. The whole place has been bone mealed. There's tall grass, the double tall grass. And there's flowers everywhere. And I was all like, this is disgusting. And everything looked like a mess.
Yeah.
So I spent the first half of my morning yesterday getting rid of all of it, dude.
Damn.
And these are like, I had to get flowers somehow. But he bone mealed everywhere. He went in my backyard at my house and bone mealed there. Oh. He bone mealed my hill where my waterfall is.
The swing and stuff?
All that bone mealed. I think it was more like a prank than him wanting flowers.
Yeah.
I was like, you could have just used the space in your house. But yeah. He went through everywhere except for Jesse's front yard. No bone meal. No bone meal. I literally went to like the every single crevice behind Santos' house in small areas too.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of all of it. I left the flowers, but I got rid of all the grass, dude. I was like, holy shit, it was just horrible.
That's no fun.
And I don't know who keeps doing it. I don't know who it is. First of all, I got on. Both villager homes were gone. One of them is dead. Now the farm villager is a zombie. I noticed that yesterday. And someone keeps unflapping the trap doors in my tunnel and in Santos' house. And I keep fixing those. And I noticed someone...
Santos' house is me. That's because it bugs him and it's funny.
Okay. I got on and I saw it and I just flapped him back up.
I don't do the tunnel one.
And then someone keeps going in my house, picking my glowberries, That's not for me to like grab and eat. It's for aesthetic. It's for my shaders because they glow for the shaders.
Mm-hmm.
There's one delinquent.
Someone put a sign.
Who's on the server all the time.
I know who.
Besides you.
But, and I questioned him. He's like, it wasn't me. And I could tell it was him. And what's it called? I have a fence on the side of my house. And there was two signs there that said a word that was broken in half. You guys can guess the word.
Mm.
But it was there. And I was all like, that's not funny. And I got rid of it. And I had to use one of those signs to put in my room that says, please don't pick my glowberries. And yeah. I went on this morning again.
Just and to your be glowberries sure. were
picked. Wait, what did the word say? I was thinking of like, what did the word say? But I immediately went to a different word. And then you said it wasn't cool. So now I'm thinking it's the other word.
Yeah, see, me too. I thought it was.
See, now I'm curious of what the word was. What does it start with?
I thought it was in Paris.
Oh, no. It is that word.
Oh, okay.
It is in Paris. It wasn't the other word that you guys are assuming.
That's what I thought. And I said, you got offended.
But I got on by that. I was like, that's not cool to put on the side of my house. Like this, like I literally keep my area clean and then.
Yeah, your area is a whole.
Every time
spot.
When I get on, it's like someone's making a mess or someone's doing something funny. And like, I know I'm sounding like I'm complaining, but at the same time, I should probably just leave the area and go do my own thing somewhere else. But what's it called? I put so many hours already on that side, the side where you have, when you get on, you'll be like, holy shit. But I put so many hours already, and I feel like I'm the only one who's like cleaning up the place, or like at least I'm making it aesthetically pleasing.
I didn't even, I knew Dio was putting bone meal like around places, but I didn't know he was doing it all
everywhere,
over.
Bro. There was no reason to do it everywhere. But what's it called? You know my skeleton, the skeleton farm?
Mm-hmm.
I went down there, and someone keeps moving my lava. And it's not bothering anyone. It's not doing anything. It's in a hole in the wall, and you can just stand there, and you won't fall in.
Mm-hmm.
You can just throw away the trash that's overflowing in the chest. And someone decided, I'm going to get rid of that lava, make a whole separate room a little further away, and you can just dump it in there. And I was like, that's so dumb, bro. Just leave it there. Like,
I haven't checked my house yet. Hopefully no one's fucked with my house.
No, your house is fine. I literally, every time when I get on, I always go around and do a check on everything.
Oh.
Just to make sure everything's okay. Because I guess Diaz told me that Leo Rincon is on the server now.
Oh.
And he told me that he's always on in the mornings or something. Like, he's always on.
Mm-hmm.
Not always on, but he's on. And every time Diaz gets on, he gets off. So I'm like, when I got on and I saw all the grass, I thought I was like, oh, this is probably Leo's idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the server just to double check. And Diaz has sent a photo of him in his house. At around like 10, 11 p.m., and outside his window was the grass. So I was like, I know Diaz was on, so he must know who did the grass.
Mm.
And obviously he told me who it was, but, you know. I guess it's just, I know it's just a game, but like.
Yeah.
It's a game where I'm like, I need to clean
it's
up.
It's a game, but if you're fucking with other people's shit, it's not really
I'm the
fun.
Builder, bro. I gotta like, everything has,
I like to build
has to be
stuff.
Uniformed, you know? But I don't know when you ever get on again. I know today's Nat's birthday, so you're busy. But
no, she's in Arizona. I was supposed to go with them, but
wait, Jesse, can you show Rick the thing I did?
Yeah, hop on Minecraft.
I was supposed to be with them, but I had school. I had this, and then my stupid sister, decided to put my nephew's birthday party today. Right. Out of all days, when his birthday is the 19th.
That's 9 days from now.
Yeah. So
could have done another week.
Exactly. I told her, I was like, dude, this is so dumb. You picked my literal girlfriend's birthday. How does that make sense?
And she's your girlfriend's like, not here.
Yeah, but I was going to go.
Is she slow? She doesn't know where the bed's at.
Just a little bit.
I don't know what's wrong with her.
Jesse said she's probably having.
I think she's just warm and she wants to lay on something cold.
I think it's time, her time of the month.
It's Luna's time of the month right now.
Mm.
She got on my bed for 1 second and then she got up and there was a puddle.
Ew.
On my bed.
Well, she doesn't stain, but she's been crying all morning and then now she's fine, but might just have to turn on the AC.
Her hair's all weirdly straight. Look at her head. It's not curly. It's like spiky.
Soapy.
Oh. Dopey, dopey.
I got Jesse getting on the Minecraft server.
Hell yeah.
He's
going to mute Minecraft.
I feel like, I don't want you to be offended, but I did get rid of something.
In my room? My house?
No. Diaz does want me to redo your house, though.
Why?
He's all like, we got to make it look nice. But I was like, I told him, I was all like, I think it looks nice because it's Ricky's style. Ricky likes it.
It's literally why I moved
your house without permission.
Yeah.
But
he moved my house to make his house there. What the fuck?
Well, no, his house was there, and your house was there, too. He just moved it out of the way because it was blocking his house. That's what he said. And then he put trees there to block it anyways. So I was all like, all right, then.
It makes no sense. I chose Deep Slate because, I don't know, it feels
he wants me to replace it with Deep Slate brick.
Why?
And, make it like a castle. Like.
Well, that's what I was going to do, but I just haven't gotten to it.
Jesse, just put your mic down and just run around. That's his house.
Jesse's running around in our Minecraft server now.
Look, when he leaves the house, you'll see all the flowers everywhere because, well, first of all, you know there's no flowers around.
Yeah, it was all pretty lame. Not lame, but it was like, pretty, chill. You can see just
flowers everywhere. I got rid of all of it, dude. Look at all the flowers.
Oh, damn.
Now we're playing. Oh, wait, I missed one. Can you go back and get rid of it? To your left. Right there. There you go.
Gross.
Kind of hard to see.
We finally made a fountain?
Yeah, it's a frog. Fountain.
Oh.
I made it.
Now it's no longer a hole.
Oh, Jesse's family's here, so they're kind of a little loud. Sorry if you guys hear that. There's something new over there. It's through the tunnel. Yeah, all that was filled with grass. Tall grass, by the way. You couldn't see the other end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
And I got rid of all of it. Oh, I replaced the roof. Look, it's all cobblestone now.
Oh. I got a bunch of deep slate, too, if you need it.
I don't need deep slate. Yeah. I got enough.
I know that you don't need it.
Well, look at this.
Oh.
There, I made that's a custom tree I made of the Sahara trees.
Nice.
There's a platform there.
And the windmill as usual. What's that?
A new barn.
Oh.
I put the sheep in there.
Oh, nice.
I got to get the cows and put them in there, too.
Where's your hearts?
Yeah, where are your hearts? Where are your hearts?
You just get XP? No hearts.
And then if you notice the farm.
Yeah, my farm got souped up.
I moved your farm. Diaz put the scarecrow. Do not trample the... You already have a hoe. Yeah, I told Diaz not to walk on it, so don't do it as well.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys go.
That's actually really cool.
I was watching Dark Knight Rises when I was doing that.
Just throw the seed in
there. I was building the barn. I was watching... I watched three Twilight movies, and that's the new doc that I replaced your thing with. So
that's understandable.
It's nice. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And
nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go down. There's a ladder there.
Oh.
Just don't flap the trap doors.
Oh, because it gets rid of
the ladders. Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't even know that was trap doors.
But yeah. I've been working on that area. Only because it's like our farm place, but there was nothing there.
So yeah, it makes sense.
Adding something there gives people a reason to go on the other
Jesse,
side.
Jesse, I have a request for you.
What?
Go to my house and check a specific block. I'm just now realizing I did not keep that pick that you gave me, and I put it in a secret chest. And if you're telling me that people are fucking around with shit, I want to make sure it's still in that secret chest.
His pick, that the special one that he gave, let you borrow for a little bit?
No, he gave me one.
Oh, okay.
Because I was at the skeleton spawner, and there was one that I got. Look, a horse. In that room, to the left.
The closet room.
Yeah, the closet room. That one in the very far right. Check that one. Oh, it's still there. Cool.
It's gone.
No! I got two saddles in there, too, if you guys want one.
I got three saddles.
Okay.
Do you show his what's it called? His what's it called? Like his nether chest or ender chest?
Yeah.
And he's all like, yeah, we up. And I looked at mine and I was all like, I think I have more diamonds than him now.
Why is there a mule at my house?
I think Diaz's mule got out. Or
no, it's tied to the freaking pole.
Oh, Diaz probably saved it.
Oh.
But yeah. Oh, yesterday I got a lot I got a lot of ancient debris. We're talking about Minecraft.
Where do you get ancient debris at?
In Nether. You gotta dig for it. Look for it.
Well, I gave him that bow.
I gave him the...
Oh, no, I didn't give him
the Infinity.
I think I, because I gave him a power two or three with, I forgot what, I got it from the spawner, and it was a pretty solid bow. It had like two different enchantments on it.
It's,
blue fire.
I wish, we should have taken the, look at all those diamonds.
Damn.
I still think I have more diamonds than that. I turned all my diamonds to blocks, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was taking up too much space in my ender chest.
Okay.
What's it called? I also turned my emeralds into blocks because I had a lot of emeralds.
I haven't done anything with emeralds yet.
I just, whenever I go mining, I find them. They're mainly up high. They're like in mountains. Sometimes you can find them in the mountains, so. That, but also I've been trading and like selling shit to them. Well, not anymore because they're dead. I checked every book. I checked every book. I was all like, maybe he wrote something and he didn't. what's it called? But yeah, I wish next time when we do start a realm, I do want to do a before photo of the place and then like an after, because obviously it's been a couple weeks and there's a lot of buildings.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. All over
I'm pretty sure our mic is picking up his family, huh? The mic is picking up all the noise outside the door.
I don't think it's picking up too much, though.
Yeah, but still.
But just a little bit.
Shit, I hope not.
Shit.
I'm fishy now.
Wow.
Get a mini book.
You can get books from fishing?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You guys watch the GTA 6 trailer?
Yeah.
The new one?
I'm kind of bummed that it's console locked.
It is on console, huh? I saw it was like for PlayStation 5 and Xbox.
Did you guys hear that Xbox is freaking raising their prices of their games to $80?
Inflation.
It's not even inflation. Nintendo's the first one that did it.
I don't even know how it works if you're just... if it's digital.
You know? It's going to be the same price.
I don't understand that, though.
I don't either.
If it's digital, how does
Wouldn't it be cheaper?
Why would it cost more? It's the issue. I'm like,
I don't know. Nintendo decided that, well, they're going to make you rebuy all the games for Switch 2. And even if you have, like, Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom, they're making you pay an additional $40 to be able to play it on Switch 2.
That's weird, bro. Yeah.
And if you have it digital, you can't. That's the $40 you have to pay. It's fucking bullshit.
People are saying that GTA 6 is going to be like
$100 base.
And I said I don't care how much it's going to be. I'm going to buy the game and play it.
Yeah.
But I had to get a PS5 first, obviously.
$120
for it. I heard it was...
No, I heard 150.
I saw one.
I heard 100, 150, and then 200 for different versions. It was like 100 for the regular story mode and online, and then it was 150 for
like the shark
story mode online with shark cards and some other in-game stuff, and then
200 for like
the deluxe edition stuff. For $200 or something like
where
that.
Where you get like the businesses and shit,
all that automatically. But then I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute, Rockstar never brings out online for the first like couple weeks, maybe or maybe like a month. So I was like, I don't know if that's true. Rockstar hasn't even said anything about, like, game pricing.
Yeah.
And so, we'll see.
I don't know. I'm kind of not excited for it. Like, it looks cool, but...
I think because I watched the trailer, I was like, I'm going to miss Los Santos because we played there for so many years.
Like, 13 years.
And now we're going to be, like, no longer in California anymore. So, it's kind of like... kind of weird.
But it's cool because at least we're going to have, like, a Vice City vibe again.
Yeah, it is Vice City. I don't know. It's kind of weird, though. Like, oh, we're leaving.
Yeah. We're growing up. And I heard that there's going to be two airports. Not, like, the Sandy Shores airport and...
But, like, a real airport.
Like, two full-on airports, like the one at the edge of the map.
I don't know. I'm excited. Just so I can, like... I don't know. I need, like, a new story mode.
Game?
Like, a story game. Like Rockstar. Fucking... Red Dead was really fun to play.
Red Dead was really fun.
Nah, you know, Rockstar does good with the story, so
I couldn't play it on my PC. I can play it. My PC can handle it on high settings, not ultras. But
well, they have new settings, apparently, that you're going to have to need, like, a lot more space on your PC and something better than a 3050, I think, or something like that.
Really?
Something better. 3050, like 3060.
I have a 270.
You're gonna need something. Well, also, it's not even gonna be on the on PC
for like at least for like a while. Year or two.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to.
Honestly, I think I'm gonna wait.
I think I'm just gonna get a PS5.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna get a PS5 digital version. They might do like a PS5 GTA bundle.
They probably will.
I'll drop a band for that.
I'll drop one band.
I haven't gotten a book, guys.
Well, how rare is the book? You should also fix your rod. You're at yellow.
I'm fixing my show.
How often do you get books?
Going till it breaks. How often do I get books? I don't know.
We got a podcast to record, Jess.
I'm fishing.
You can do that in real life.
I don't know.
Let's go fishing.
I don't want to.
They got plinks and...
I want to go hiking again, Rick.
Oh, yeah, you asked me about it, and I remember I was telling Nat about it. I was like, Brian asked me if I wanted to go
hiking. Your hair is getting super long. Do you have it up in a ponytail?
No.
No, I thought it was like a...
My hair is getting long. I want to get it back to what it was in high school. High school, when I straightened my hair out, it was under my shoulder blades. But when I kept it curly, it was at my shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
But I want to do that with the current haircut that I have, so then I could be big trucking.
Like that.
What you guys need from me? But it's getting there.
It's nice. Anyways.
Oh, yeah, I was telling Nat. Well, not to bring her up because it's the podcast, but I was telling her, I was like, Brian, when you were off, I was like, Brian said he wanted to go hiking. I was like, fuck yeah, I want to go hiking. She's like, yeah, but when do you have the time to do that? I really don't know. It's only on the weekends, but I literally fucking plan my week out, my weekends out like 2-3 weeks in advance because.
That's your free time.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
And I'm like, fuck. It's pretty crazy. Also.
Hold that.
How do I want to say that?
Hold that.
I didn't mention on the podcast. I have my DMV appointment for my Class A license on the 21st. Yeah. Pretty excited.
Are you still taking a test somewhere else?
In Fontana.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He's doing it because he wants to test himself in a place that's unfamiliar to himself.
Mm-hmm. Plus, the one out here in Palm Desert's kind of
Did you guys see... weird. Did you guys see Jacob's story?
Or the Costco one?
Yeah.
The rotisserie.
Did you watch it?
Chicken.
Did you have Instagram?
No.
No?
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, you saw it on Facebook?
But he didn't post like him in a rotisserie chicken.
He, his, what is it, university, college? I don't know. But
he's at UCSD.
Is he the president of the club?
He's the president of the Costco club.
He's the president of the Costco club at his school. And I guess he had a watch me eat a rotisserie chicken. A whole rotisserie chicken. And it's a video of him at this like outdoor stage. And he's like, thank you guys for coming. Plus, he bust out the fucking turkey or the chicken, I mean. And he's just walking around all the stadium seating, eating the chicken.
That's it.
I was like, that's fucking hilarious, dude.
Fucking Jacob.
It's so coded.
So I miss Ricky Jacob. Coded.
That's so cool. I think it's cool. I think it's funny, too.
I miss him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Remember when he was on the podcast?
My God, now he's a
Brian. Don't forget to play a clip of Jacob on the podcast.
It's him being like, I want to eat a rotisserie chicken in front of everyone. Good times.
What a famous lad.
Yeah, he's gonna be something someday.
Shumpton. I think he's doing his business degree, but I don't know in what in particular.
Costco. Business degree.
Costco.
Costco's a good place.
Costco, and then he goes
to school. I gotta go to Costco to do an eye exam, dude.
He goes to work for Sam's Club.
I gotta get new glasses.
How much are glasses at Costco?
Well, these ones that I'm wearing, I think they were like $300,
$500. Damn.
I'm just going for an exam such that I can get my prescription, and I'm gonna get glasses somewhere else.
For sure.
Or if there's good prices there, I'll probably get there. But these ones were expensive. I want something round like these again. Because I got more compliments on round glasses than square ones.
Mm.
So I'm like, round it is. And then I don't know what kind of like frames I would go for. Obviously round, but I've been thinking about getting like those clear glasses.
Mm.
But then I would think that I look like a dumbass. And I don't want people to make fun of me at work.
They look like safety goggles.
I also want to get like prescription lenses for my VR headset. Because people say it's...
Well, you can do that.
Yeah. All you need is your prescription. It's like $70 for like the lenses, and you pop it on your thing.
Hmm.
Because if I wear this in the headset, it's scratching my glasses and the headset.
Oh. Yeah. Did you put your glasses on with your headset?
I can't see without them.
How bad is your vision?
It's like if I take off my glasses, it's up to like right here. It's like,
oh damn.
Yeah, everything else is just blurry.
Damn. Like blob blurry or like?
Like not blob blurry. It's like, well, I guess it's like everything
dopey.
Gets fuzzy. I can't see. Like your face, I can't see it.
Anything?
I can see like details like your mustache, your nose. Obviously you're looking at me, but mm-hmm. It's just a blur. I can't tell if you're like
staring at you or like looking over here.
I can see you're looking over there. Oh, okay. Your face is just blurry.
It's just fuzzy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So interesting.
Because your glasses aren't thick either.
No. I don't know what kind of thing that is. Undone has glasses like that, or one is thick, right?
I know.
I think Undone has one thick glass lens.
Oh, like one eye is different than the other?
Yeah.
I think eyes are so weird like that. Why do they do that?
In Costco, I went on their website.
Why were we born with that?
I went on their website and they had like
some bullshit.
Like cool things they could do.
He pointed a laser pointer in his eye.
Probably.
Some shit Undo wouldn't do.
Oh no!
Okay, never mind. I got it done. Suck.
That's how I've been feeling recently.
Dude, I got food poisoning the other week.
Oh, yeah.
That was not fun, dude.
Oh, yeah. So, I invited you to the hockey game.
It's not fun.
And you were like, nah, Rick, I'm dying.
No. It wasn't that.
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago. That was a whole different thing. I had taken a pill to to use the bathroom.
The cleanser pill.
Yeah. No, this is...
Well, they're telling. Oh. He broke the chairs.
I did?
Go beat them with the mic.
Yeah, Jesse.
Jesse.
But
go beat him up with the mic.
No.
No, but this is what happened. So on Monday, I had went to the... No. What happened? On Monday, I don't know what I forgot what I ate on Monday.
Seaweed.
But I went to work the next day.
Raw seaweed.
And, well, I didn't go to work. I woke up for work, and my stomach was in pain. And it was, and I knew I was going to be in the bathroom for a minute. And so I used the bathroom and I went to work and I was like, my stomach is not agreeing with me. And so I told my supervisor, I was like, hey, I'm not feeling well. Can I just go home? And she's like, yeah, we'll send you home. So I went home and I was in the bathroom for like 2 hours and I finally left and I was like, all right, I think I'm okay. I went to the gym and after the gym, I went to Taco Bell to get her chicken nuggets because Adrian's all like, they're high in protein. You should get them. And so that's what I was doing.
Taco Bell, not Del Taco.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell chicken nuggets. They're like boneless nuggets, to be honest.
Oh.
Or boneless wings. And what's it called? I had, I ate those and I was home. And maybe like a few hours later, I felt really nauseous and my stomach was like in so much pain. Like I was like, holy shit, what's happening? Jesus. And I would go to the bathroom because I thought I was going to throw up. But then I would sit down because then it felt like something else. It was something else, obviously. And then I would sit down, and I remember, like, it was back and forth. Nothing would come out, by the way.
Mm.
And
one of those.
Finally, around, like, 8 p.m., something like that, I was all like, oh, I'm going to throw up. I can feel it. And then I got up, and then the nauseous would go away. And then I was like, oh, it's the other end. I sat down, bro, and I was like, nope, it's this side. And I grabbed the trash can, and I vomited everything I ate that day and probably the day yesterday, bro.
Torpedo.
It was disgusting. It was horrible.
Was it like torpedo throw up?
Dude, I'm glad I grabbed the trash can and it was empty because it was like I hugged it. I was hugging the trash can. My face was in it and everything just came out. Yeah. And as soon as that was over, the other end worked.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Yep. And I remember being on that, it's gross saying this on the toilet, but I remember being on a toilet, bro. I felt like I was going to pass out one because I don't know what was going on, I felt like I was going to pass out. I had like, you know what, like when you're like your foot falls asleep, it's that static. I felt that all over my body, bro. And then after that happened, I started sweating at every single pore. And I like reached over to the sink so I can like splash myself with water and dry myself off with like some paper towels. But I was like, I was going through the ringer, bro. It was horrible. And then straight after everything was done, my stomach felt better. But I had chills. And like every like joint in my body was like, you know that kind of joint pain when you get chills?
Yeah.
It was horrible, bro. It was my back that was getting it. And I called off again. I felt really bad because I don't have 6 hours. So I just had to call off. And I was in bed like the whole day the next day.
Damn.
I was like tired where I was just like falling asleep every couple of minutes because it was just that bad. And obviously, the next day I was a lot better. But you did call me when I was the next day.
Oh, yeah, Brian was like, oh, I'm dying, Rick.
Yeah. I wasn't dying, but I was feeling shitty, bro.
Yeah.
That torpedo throw up ain't a joke.
Dude, it was bad. And I have lockjaw on this side. Oh. And the second I opened my mouth, my jaw had locked. And it wasn't open all the way. And it was just like forcing its way out. And I had to in the middle of throwing up, I had to close my mouth and undo the lock. And yeah, it was bad, bro.
Ow. That does not sound fun.
Yeah.
I got really drunk. The picture, the day I sent you guys the burgers that I made. By the way, bomb-ass fucking burgers.
You put the cheese inside?
Dude, I put a whole block of mild cheddar cheese in it. And then I cut up a whole pack of bacon, and then I put it with 3 pounds of ground beef, and the whole thing, it looked like Wagyu beef. It was all white. But
yeah, I saw it. I was like, damn.
Dude, it was so good.
You filled up the pool again, though?
Oh, yeah, the pool's full. That's what we're having a pool party for my nephew today. But that day, my brother-in-law bought an 18-pack of Coors Banquets. And Coors Banquets are like 6.4. And we both finished 9. And I was drinking those IPAs that I was already drinking.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a 4. So I was at 11 drinks at above 6% each one of them. And I got really sick. So same thing, both sides. But it was so bad because I fell asleep in the restroom because of how drunk I was. And I woke up. And it wasn't on the floor. It was all on me. But I woke up and my chest was all covered. My stomach was all covered. A little bit on my legs. And Nat was there. And the worst part was I turned on the shower and I fell asleep. And I woke up like 2 hours later with the shower still on.
Oh, that's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Your parents are going to kill you.
I already told them. They were like, were you okay? I was like, no. Like, I got really... You guys saw how drunk I got. I was crying to my family. Uh-huh. Talking about fatherhood. I'm like, I'm not ready to be a dad. This and that.
Just you're not doing a lot.
Huh?
You're not invested.
He's invested in something else.
I know.
That happened. The burgers were bomb. I burnt because my mom, right?
Remember when he burnt the buns?
No, I did the same thing.
It was Nat who burnt then, wasn't it?
No, it was him.
Yeah, it was me.
Oh,
because I told her to take care of it. She's like, you're grilling. It's not my job. And then
I remember someone walked away and then they came back and they were burnt. I forgot who it was.
I was in the pool.
Maybe I'm blaming the wrong person, but
I think it was me. But same thing happened. My mom was telling me to test the pool chemicals. So I went to my car. I went to go inside my room, got my keys, went to my car, got my test kit, go and test it. And then I got lost in conversation inside the house. So I forgot that the buns were on. And I'm like, the buns. And I go run out there and I go and the buns are all charred.
Aww.
But there was only like 3 total burgers worth of buns. So like 6 buns total. And I told them, I was like, everyone eat all the other ones. I'm going to eat the burnt ones. And I felt the burnt charcoaled ones when I was puking. Like all the stiffness from the bread was all stuck right here.
Oh, no.
It was so gross. It was not fun. But the burgers were good.
You throw up whole bread. Imagine.
You eat it in pieces and you throw it up. That'd be interesting if you threw up whole.
Throw up whole? Like no chewing, just...
Yeah. Like you chew it all and then you throw it up and it comes back as like a whole piece.
The Wumba, you know the rules.
What? Boom, boom, bam. Ah, never mind. I'm not going to say that. And don't force me to say it because it's not good.
Hold up.
I see Lucy under the bed, and she's, like, on her back, but her leg is, like, stuck under the leg of the bed. So she's just, like, she's got it propped up.
She's chilling, spread eagle like
yeah.
this. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, pitter-patter.
Oh, man.
What a day. What a night.
What a time.
So rough. What a time to be alive. Last week was really rough.
Do you not lock your chair?
Huh?
Do you not lock your chair?
Sometimes, no.
Do you lock your chair, Ryan?
When I play, I do.
I feel like it's very... Because I remember one time... Mine has like a footrest under here. So you can kick it out and keep your feet up. And it's cool, but I remember I had my feet up like that one time. And I was playing. Also, I can't do that with my PC. I have my PC under my desk now. But I was like that with my feet under. And then I was laying... Not laying. I was like reclined back a little bit. Because I've been playing a lot of Oblivion, too.
I know.
Oblivion's fun as fuck. So I'm there, I'm laying, and then I forgot to lock it, so I start falling back. But it caught me. But I was there, and I did the whole, like, one of these. And then I ended up banging the freaking glass on my PC. I didn't scratch it or anything, but there's, like, the leather from it. There's, like, a scuff mark. I'm like, ugh.
My oldest brother came to me, he's all like, hey, my PC's starting to overheat a little bit. And I was like, I think you need, like, a new radiator for your PC. He's like...
He has an AIO?
I think he has, like the small, the single fan one.
Mm.
And he's all like, oh, I need more space in my PC, too. And then I was like, just buy a new case and then, you know, replace it. He's all like, do you think Micro Center will do it for me? And I was like, why would you go to Micro Center when I can just do it for you? Mm-hmm. Like, I can, like, literally just replace it. And then my little brother's all like, yeah, he did mine in his PC in one night. And I was like, yeah, it's not that hard. He's like, oh, okay. And nice. So it's a matter of him wanting to get a new PC case and AIO, whatever. And yeah.
And
I told him too, I was like, also, you can't have your PC in, because he has this like kind of wardrobe thing where like his PC's in.
But it's enclosed?
It's enclosed. I was like, you can't really have your PC suffocating in like a little thing.
Yeah.
And I urge him to please get a new desk because it's like literally the size of that, maybe a little taller. And it opens up like that. And this is two monitors and then like a pull out kind of like computer thing.
Ow.
It's disgusting. That not disgusting it's dingy, but I mean disgusting
it's disgusting.
Just imagine all the dust bunnies and shit in there.
The dust, you're suffocating your PC, and his PC's old too, so it's like you know. I think he got a new graphics card though recently.
Nice.
And so
I need to upgrade my storage. I've already reached my terabyte.
I need to upgrade my storage, too. I need to get one from Best Buy or wherever I can find a good price. I want to get a terabyte. But it's also hard because in order to upgrade your C drive, you have to, like, copy everything on that original C drive. But I don't know how to do that. There's a way. I think
there's, an auto format.
You should have, like, another slot in your PC.
I think so. Cause
you can pop it in there and then like transfer everything and then pop that one out and then put in the first one.
Yeah.
But I have my second one's taken up. Well, I can actually just take it out. But like still.
I don't have a second one yet. I only have my main one.
I got a stick drift gang. Sorry.
This is the first thing you said in
for
the
world. Unfocused, the first thing
42 you said. Minutes.
Yeah. I got a stick drift. Dude, I was getting...
You haven't watched that Phase Adapt clip?
Nope. I was watching, not watching. So I was looking for the burger meat to make those cheese filled burgers. And I'm there, I'm like in the neighborhood of Walmart by my house. And Nat's like, why are you taking so long to like get a ground beef? And I said, this one got drugs in it. And she didn't understand what I was saying. And I said, this one says 25% lean.
It got drugs in it.
I was like, damn, dude, I feel old.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
They do not have lean in it.
Disclaimer.
They do not
have lean.
Did they kick Lacey out of FaZe?
I don't know what
Phantom? Back.
I don't know about the Phantom
thing. Phantom tags.
Apparently Phantom got kicked out, and I don't know what's going on with that, too. I was, like, kind of weird, because it was, like, at the same time, they were both.
It's all just clip farming.
I think so, but I don't know. I was like, that's kind of weird.
It's got 85% lean.
All right.
No, I was saying the stick drift clip because it was when it was Your Rage and Phase Adapt. And Your Rage does this thing on his chair where he just bounces. And then Adapt started doing it too. But then Adapt started going off the fucking screen. He's like, I got stick drift, gang.
I haven't seen that one.
That shit is so funny,
when he's with Jason. Yeah. He's all like, and they're like, talking shit to each other, like saying whatever. And he's all like, your FOV high. Because his eyes are a little like further apart. You're playing on max FOV. And he's like.
Oh, and Ron's trick shot. He's like, how do you fake a trick shot? Gotta turn your sense up. He's like doing, like jumping off a trampoline. I'm gonna see if I can find it, dude. Because that shit is so fun.
Poor guy.
But.
Dude, I need to play Valorant already.
Yeah, you should have.
Why?
It's cancer.
So is Rainbow. So is Siege.
Rainbow, so is Siege. That's the same game.
Oh, yeah. Stupid. No, I meant to say fuck. I forgot what I was going to say.
What's she licking? Oh, her paw. Is she licking her paw?
I got stick drink, gang.
Lucy. Stupid.
Phase that really hit in third girl? Prime.
Third prime?
Yeah.
You only hit your prime once.
I haven't seen that.
What?
Where it's like Phase Adapt's hitting his third prime. And it's just his like clips of him streaming. I've been getting too many TikToks. He is pretty funny.
I was watching, yesterday I was watching, they did a video where it was the like hot versus sour. And they were playing like little games. But what's it called? They were doing like a spelling bee. And he didn't even know how to pronounce some of the words. He like, it's like, he'll like butcher the word.
I saw a clip where it was Zeus and Bilu, and Zeus was like, or someone asked Dempo, he was like, spell orange. He was like, all right, well, the color or the fruit?
And then he just looked at him.
And he's just like, you ain't being serious.
That, I think that was
Max
hosting, and it was them two versus, or maybe it was Bilu or Bilu and Zeus versus Adapt.
Yeah, saw that. Spell baloney.
I know this one.
B E L O W K N double E.
Baloney.
Baloney. Baloney. That's what he said. Baloney.
No fucking way, right?
Baloney.
I just say, I always say how it looks. Bologna. That's how
Bologna.
I know.
Bologna.
Bologna.
I love Bologna.
So why are you heavy
when
breathing?
I was little, I used to eat the fucking, the border of bologna. The plastic?
That's why you're like this.
I think so.
Wait, the border of?
Because you know how it has a little plastic thing around the meat, around the bologna? The little like red. It's usually red. It's usually like a little red plastic.
Oh, we're getting different types of hands. What? You guys don't get the rectangular ones? That's just all ham?
Oh. No.
What the fuck? You guys are getting the circle ones.
Suburb Mexican.
You guys are getting the circle ones, huh?
Suburban. Yeah.
No, we got the... it was an old brand, but I don't know what happened
to it. I
think
it's an Oscar Mayer brand, the yellow one.
Yeah, those ones. No, we get the rectangular hams. I never had the...
It's, you get bologna from the deli?
No. In the fridge. The same place. It's right next to the...
You get the fresh coat ones.
They're good,
dude. I
can eat the whole thing, not just the center.
You would eat the red part, the little fucking plastic.
Okay, so
why is there plastic on them? Oh, because it's like it's sliced and
yeah,
that makes sense.
You
have to take it off before you eat?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But it's because it's like full on plastic. It's not the liner.
But think about it. I don't have to go through that process.
Whatever, dude.
I can just eat it.
When I was younger,
that's what Ricky said. When too. Process.
I was in like kindergarten, first grade, and my stepdad would pick us up from school, and then he'd go straight to sleep because he would work nights, and then it would just be us in the apartment in Palm Springs, and I had to make myself something to eat. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm gonna go see what I can go make to eat. My favorite thing to make was just two pieces of bread, mustard on both sides, enough where like you could rub it and it would be fluid. It would not.
Yeah.
A shit ton of mustard and two slices of bologna. But I remember I wouldn't take the plastic part off, and I would just...
Did you know you had to take the plastic off?
Nope.
Oh, so it wasn't even like a thing on purpose.
But the thing is, it's plastic. It's not like a hot dog, like the liners that they have, where you just bite a little harder,
like,
and it
plastic,
breaks.
Plastic.
Plastic, plastic.
Did you even taste it, like feel it?
No, I did, but I thought you were supposed to eat it, so I...
Oh, you did. You didn't. You were like, oh, it was there.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I mean, a little
silver
kid brain.
Silver teeth behavior.
Silver teeth behavior as fuck.
Silver teeth.
My name was Aiden then and there.
Did you guys have silver teeth?
No,
I did.
I don't have none.
I had two in the back. Or not in the way back, but like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, they got rid of those teeth.
Talking about teeth, all four of my wisdom teeth came out. But I, not that I'm scared of the doctor, but I don't like going to the doctor.
Well, you don't go to the doctor, you go to the dentist.
Yes. The teeth doctor. The bone doctor.
That's different.
I go, I haven't gone since I got my teeth clean, but I trucked through it for like a year and a half. So now they don't hurt at all, but I have like partially exposed wisdom teeth that are still like...
Are they going upwards, sideways, or?
Sideways back.
Sideways back.
Yeah, they're not growing up. They're going into my head.
Huh?
Yeah, my wisdom teeth, instead of going this way,
Or, oh, they're going the opposite.
Yeah, they're growing this way.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, but they're not too exposed. Like, they're still... Half of them are under flesh, though.
You gotta have to take them out eventually.
Eventually, but not right now. Once I get my money up...
This is in Mexico.
That's where I've been going.
Doing my dentist.
Okay.
Like that. I'm telling you, like...
Send me their information.
Yeah, I will. And, dude, it's really close.
Send me their business card.
It's really close. It's in Mexicali. I promise, dude.
The one by the Thrifties.
It's above the Thrifties. But what's it called? I'm telling you, bro. He does it in, like, probably, like, 10 minutes. He did my bottom two in, like, 15 minutes. It's really quick. He numbs you up. You won't even feel it. He'll slice it, and if he has to break it, he'll break it. Like, I think he broke mine.
Mm.
But you'll hear it. You won't feel it. And they're in and out, and then he sews you up, and that's it.
Did we ever mention that we saw each other in Mexicali by pure coincidence?
Yes, we did, I think.
Dude, I keep on thinking about that. I'm like, how the fuck did I see Brian?
Is that what it's called?
Las Brasas?
Las Brasas, there you go. I miss that place.
Dude, that place is so good.
I hate going to Mexico, though, but I miss that place.
That place is really good tortas.
We just got the big plates of the meat,
everything on a plate.
Asada and the pollo, and then we just make our own.
I hate to interrupt, but are you guys warm in any way?
I'm always warm.
I'm fine. Did you want to turn on the AC though?
Well, if you guys want, I mean, I don't really.
I'm okay.
I'm okay right now.
All right, cool.
But more particularly,
I feel the warmth more. But
no, I feel it more too. But only thing that's sweating is like my muffin top hanger.
That's why I'm feeling it too.
That's it.
And I hate that my belly goes over. I started following these guys on like two different accounts. I think I told Diaz or me. I forgot who I told. But they like tell you like if you go like I don't know. One of them, I forgot what he does. He's like encouraging. He's like, do this and that and you'll lose weight. Mm-hmm. Or like make the right choices. Don't do this, do that. And the other one is they're like, "Oh, I go to Pizza Hut." But I get this, but I do this and it's a lot healthier, you know. Or like I'll go to he does like different like fast food restaurants, mm-hmm. and I just try to study those so I know how to make the right choices. And what's it called? One of the guys messaged me, but I he had a poll where it's all like, where are you guys struggling at? Because he wants to know, and I chose consistency because I'm not very consistent with like going to the gym, and he messaged me. He's all like, what are your goals and this and that? And I told him, he's like, that's very doable. Do you want some help? Is what he said. And I didn't respond because I didn't know if I had to pay.
He's going to sell you a course or something?
He probably was. But he also posts like the people that he helps. And he there's progress, obviously, for them. But it's like.
What's your goal, Brian? How much do you plan on
losing? Right now, last time when I did keto, I went from 222 down to 186, which was crazy. But. This time around, I want to go down to 200, but I also overall goal is trying to get to 165.
Damn. So
right now it's to get to 200.
I was 165 in sophomore year of high school.
Well, keep in mind I was 186, so I was almost there. I just needed 20 more pounds.
Yeah.
So I was like, right now the goal is to lose 25 pounds, and then I'll be at 200.
And I do want to lose my gut.
And then go down. But what's it called? Where I need to do it is I need to be consistent with the gym and also eat healthier.
Mm.
But I keep fucking that up. Like yesterday, I would have been perfectly fine. But then I got a pizza at the end of the night, which is where I fuck up. It's like always at the end of the night, I'm like, I'm hungry and I get something horrible. And
so, you know what you should do? I go to Target. I buy one of the squared jars of trail mix and I'll buy a bag of like Nature Valley granola, but I'll get like the protein one, and I'll put it in one big container, and then I'll mix it up, and I'll take like three handfuls of it, and that's it.
I just hate trail mix. I hate nuts.
Well, then find one that doesn't have nuts. The one that I have has more nuts than it has anything else, but it has like a good amount of other stuff. You can also make like, I don't know. That's what I had it as. Because
someone said I should. I think
like a yogurt granola.
I forgot who told me, but someone suggested I should fast again. I think my sister told me I should fast. And
fasting's hard.
It's hard, but I did it before, so I was like, maybe I should start doing it like again, because I would just eat. I wouldn't eat until like a certain time at night, you know, and then eat and repeat. But I like snacking, bro. It's my issue.
Me too.
I really want to lose weight. So
that's my first soda in a minute. I don't drink sodas anymore. I get those water enhancers.
Yeah.
And like I get
the Mio ones, whatever they
are. Yeah. But I get the off-brand, like the generic brand ones.
Right now, I've been drinking a lot of apple juice and water. I love apple juice, dude.
Apple juice is fire.
Gator Bowl.
You
should get a Gator Bowl.
Gator Bowl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Gatorade Red Bull.
Oh, that's gross.
Gator I have a Celsius in the car.
I have Celsius Cherry Cola? In my mini fridge.
No, I have the essential ones. I think it's an orange creamsicle.
What's it called? I have Celsius in my fridge, and I got them for the gym, and I haven't gone to the gym. You see how, like, I haven't, you know?
Yeah. I saw you at the gym the other day. I was like, oh, Brian's at the gym. Yeah, because I was talking about wanting to go to the gym.
Well, I think the thing is, for me, it's like, Adrian goes to the gym every single day, and I've seen so much progress in him, dude. First of all, he used to be fat. Well, to you guys, he probably didn't look fat. But he walks around the house without a shirt, and my stepdad started calling him fat. Like Gordo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll call him viejo back. but my mom, I know he started wearing medium shirts again. First of all, because it's tighter, and he feels like he's like a little more muscular. But it fits him to the point where like it doesn't look like it's tight on him. He's lost so much weight. And his arms are a lot bigger, and he's a lot stronger than me now.
Talking about arms, check out my triceps.
Before I only had like the swoop, but now I have the full arrow.
That's
okay.
Look. Oh, that's crazy.
That was so full.
That indent? Okay. Yeah.
Before it was just that the initial like up, and so it looked like a upside down comma, but now I have the full swoop. That's nice.
Like, look, this is his arm.
Damn.
Like that was a couple of weeks ago. Let me see if he like you can see how it's getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe he's just jerking off, but
it's just that one left hand.
No, it's both, dude.
He's a lefty.
When I see
you guys use the same hand, you're dominant or you're non-dominant?
My dominant.
Dominant.
I use my non-dominant.
I know you said we talked about this before in a couple episodes ago.
Sorry.
But yeah, he goes consistently. Like he'll come home from work after hours and he'll go. For me, it's like I should do it after work just to get out of the way. But I'll come home and I'm like PC, and then like obviously I have so much free time from that point to then. I have the whole day. Like I get home at 9 a.m. I shouldn't be fucking like not going. I think the thing for me is I need someone to be like encouraging me or like giving me words or like at least telling me like, hey, you know, like if you go to the gym, you'll do this, you know. And I don't. I go like 3 days in a row, and I'll take another 3 days off, type of thing.
Me too.
Which I hate, because then that's how I lose the progress I was working on.
Makes sense. We should go to the gym.
Well, I go to that.
All of us.
The gym right here.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Where?
Wherever.
Because I go to the gym.
Well, you
right
have
here.
EOS.
I do have EOS.
I could get EOS.
I have Power of Fitness.
Yeah.
And you can't take an extra, huh?
Huh?
Can you take an extra person or no?
No.
Do you have
me and Adrian have the same account. Well, it's him and I on one account.
On my phone.
Let's so we pay $40.
There's a Planet Fitness by the mall. But that's Planet Fitness. I hate Planet Fitness.
I don't know. I think I just need the Adrian. I think I just need to go to the gym with Adrian. Like,
you need your chocolate.
I just need to go to the gym with Adrian again and then just, you know. Because he showed me workouts.
You should take your gym bag in the car.
Get that glucose going.
That's
it's
good.
Hot.
I don't have a gym bag.
It's folding.
No.
I don't have a gym bag. I have my water bottle and then myself, and that's it.
No, but regardless if you take it in the gym or not, you should have like a
shoes
and a change of clothes in a bag.
That's a good idea, but
because do you at work put your sunshade up?
Sunshade, yeah.
Change with your sunshade up and then fucking dip to the gym.
That's a little good idea, but then I'm about to go home and wash up first. That's the thing. Because I get dusty. Like, my arms and hands are black by the end of the day.
Oh.
From how dirty it is. I unload trailers now. No.
So. I'm going to drive trailers soon.
Huh?
I'm going to drive trailers soon. Honestly, FedEx has really good benefits for drivers.
But for the big trailer drivers?
Yeah. They all do.
You make $2,500 a week.
They all have really good shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
But you're on the road for 2 weeks straight, and then you're home for, I think, four. And I wouldn't want to do that. I would, but the other one wouldn't.
The other one?
The other half.
Oh.
The other half wants me home every day. And I told her, I was like, that's kind of hard to find with this license, but it's possible. It is kind of hard.
Just live in the trailer.
No, I told her, I was like, dude, do what you want to do with the teaching for a minute, and then come on the fucking road with me. And we'll just go disappear.
But, you know, teachers don't teach during summer.
That's what I told her. I was like, dude, fucking go with me.
Go sightseeing.
Yeah.
Look, it's David. Hi, David.
You're going to have that trucker red arm where, yeah, like, they keep their arm outside the whole time?
One side of my face is going to be all saggy.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, I was looking into it, and they have one right here in Thousand Palms. It's a ready-mix cement plant.
Hell yeah.
They're not hiring here anymore, but they're hiring in Apple Valley and in Rialto.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to do one of those. Because those, you go home every day.
Oh, okay.
Clock in from, I think it's 4 to 4. 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 4 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Adrian started his new AC job.
Who?
Adrian.
Oh.
Started his new AC job. He works Monday to Fridays now. Like 5 a.m. until like, well, last time, well, he went to orientation. And then the next day, he had his, like, first real day. And he started from 5... He told me 5:30 a.m. until 8 p.m.
Damn.
And I was like, holy shit. And then next week, he's going to Arizona for a week. Oh, no. To work out there. And I was like, how are you getting there? And they're like, oh, I'm going to be picked up. And I was like, where are you going to stay? He's like, in a hotel. And I was like, is it paid for? He's like, yeah. And so... Not bad. I was like, damn.
It's not bad at all?
So, I think he's happier there anyways. Like, this, the previous employer that he had was not paying him well, so... This one is paying him on, I imagine.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyways.
I want to transport livestock. That'd be cool.
So you can run into those protesters that stop your truck.
Hell yeah. Dude, they have... So I figured out what those grills are for. They're meant for, like, deer and shit. But they're, like, specifically made not to crush... Not to squish, but to pulverize whatever you hit. So it's the way you think about it, the grill, instead of having like a shield to it, it's a whole straight down to the ground shield. Jeez. So if you hit it, it's not going to go under the truck. It's just going to hit it and go burst.
Yeah. Well, Rick, you can't run over protesters. You can't do that.
If I get a semi and I make it like the GTA one with the point. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah, they'll go out of the way.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. That's also why I wanted to learn how to.
That means you gotta go to Los Santos.
I like the videos customers. Of like protesters blocking the road, but it doesn't work in their favor.
And the guy on the motorcycle.
I hate that video because the cop's like, stop it, but they're blocking his way. Like, yeah. Well, you're not doing anything.
I don't know. I think protesters in certain degrees are cool, but. Not all protesters are...
I hate the ones where in like France or wherever they're doing in Europe.
The orange ones?
The orange paint ones. I think it's so stupid.
Yeah. I'm going to submit my hand.
Stop oil. So here I am making a mess in public with paint.
Yes.
Where the birds like to come and whatever.
And eat my paint.
They ruin all the paintings inside the museum and shit.
I think put like a glass in front of it, though.
Yeah.
And they think...
If they didn't, they would have messed it up.
They would have paid at that. Like millions. Mm-hmm. Probably more. Mm-hmm.
That shit is fucking
fun. Very fun.
Very fun.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get those fucking those ones that get into your truck protesting. You have to fucking
That one. Free Palestine. You're like, and bitch, the fuck out of my truck.
Oh yeah, the random bitch that got in his car. Like, what was she getting mad at him for? He wasn't doing anything.
I don't know.
What was he gonna do?
A lot of protests like that are very.
Well, it's just a single person who's going crazy.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of my truck.
It's an excuse for them just throws to her out, show
she's
it.
Like,
she's on the floor. Whoa.
You signed up for this shit.
Kick him. Kick him hard.
Start kicking her. Bean her down.
Did you say bean her down?
Bean her down. Bean her down.
Bean her down.
I think she was like Indian. She had like a whole headdress.
Yeah.
Bean her down.
That's kind of racist. I think she was like... I think it was a faith thing.
Something like that, yeah.
Islamic. Why is there a girl on the announcers? And why is she showing so much? Cover your shit up, girl.
Well. Anyways.
Yeah.
Selfie. That.
Did you see they elected a new pope?
He's from Chicago.
Yeah, from there.
That's how the edit of him walking up in Love Sosa. Cinema.
There was a.
I saw one where like this is the first communion with the new pope, and I'm like, yeah, it's really cool. Eat the body of Christ, and it's a Philly cheesesteak. And then they drink, and then they like drink this, and it's the blood of Christ, and it's like an alcohol or something like that.
Philly cheesesteak. That's funny. Yeah. It's fucking from Chicago, first American. Right? It's the first American
pope. First American pope, yeah.
That's crazy.
Today, last night, my siblings were like talking in our group chat, and my brother's all like, what are we doing for Mother's Day tomorrow? And. Adrian was all like, "We should slime out grandma and mom."
Slime them out.
And then my oh shit, I think I'm actually sending a voice message. No, and my brother goes, "The fuck does that mean?" And Adrian goes, "Murder them."
Yeah. Diaz bought the tickets. I'm buying the tickets.
For what?
Lilo and Stitch.
Did he buy yours or are you buying yours?
He buys mine.
Okay, I was about to say, did he buy one for Jaden?
He just bought.
You're really scamming him, huh?
Scammers get scammed.
I am scamming him. He just buys mine.
They thought it was funny.
They thought it was hilarious.
I'm basically the fucking.
Then the other child.
I told them I'm basically Jaden in training.
Jaden in training.
Yeah. So like however I act, he's in the back. They don't want Jaden to act.
He's in the back of the car in the car seat, and Jaden's just sitting down next to him.
Freaking little baby. Okay, I need to move over $35.
$35 for a ticket?
For two. Me and Nat.
Oh yeah.
Cause I told Nat she got mad that I sent her the trailer, and then she's like, she saw that you sent the trailer like a week before. She's like, did you just copy and paste the one that Brian sent? I'm like, no, I sent you the fucking YouTube link.
And relax. I sent like an Instagram or something.
You sent a Twitter one.
Oh, yeah.
Hold that.
But, yeah.
She gets mad at a little thing.
She gets mad at everything. But that's how girls are.
Not all girls.
Don't remind me.
Look at Sophie.
Yeah. Oh,
she's cleaning herself.
She's cleaning herself. Definitely that time. Fucking Bopey.
And Lucy's over there under your bed.
I'm gonna take the Lego Stitch to the movie.
But why not the other one? The doll.
Nah, fuck that one.
Wow. Okay. He's gonna be wearing the same outfit in the movie. It's the same movie, just live action.
It's not the same movie.
Yes, it is.
It's different.
It's gonna have the same scene ending. Ohanami's
it's camp. Different. It's different.
I bought
the Lily is not. It's the same movie.
Sophie, why are you heavy breathing?
Because she's hot.
Secured. She's Brian, you should come with us.
It's probably really warm. I don't want
Diaz wants to go to DJ's before.
That's so dumb, dude. I'd rather just go see the movie and then go.
I'm down to go to Lucha after.
Lucha's going to be closed after.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
What time are we going?
7:15.
It'll be closed after.
What day
are they going?
They close at
Thursday.
Yeah.
They close at 9?
Yeah. Rather than that. Oh.
Damn, so we got that fucked up before 9?
Yeah.
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 What's it just?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter. I mean, we did watch a shit movie, so.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
We watched Minecraft.
I haven't seen the movie yet.
On Screen X. Dude, it was hard to watch because you're like, the whole time. And you see the pigmen, like, fighting over here, and then you see the main stuff, and then there's, like, another one, like, dropping something, and you're like, trying to see it all. Fucking movie.
Make sure it closes on 9. It closes at 10, actually. But it'll still be like.
Cutting it close.
Brian's live a chicken and it doesn't work.
Nah, dude. Shut up.
Scammed.
They saw the movie and they're like, gotta fix that. Assholes.
That's what I got scammed.
That sucks.
They ruined my chicken farm.
Wait, so what in particular didn't work about your chicken farm?
So usually. If you saw the original build, it's like there's a platform, right? Like a slab, and the lava would be above it, and there's a space where the baby's chickens wouldn't die. The dispenser would shoot out an egg, a baby chicken will grow, will be there, and when it grows up to an adult, it'll burn, and then the chicken will fall, and the slab with the hopper under it will take it and put it in the chest. Now, the dispenser shoots at the chicken, another egg, and it'll hit the chicken that's in there, and the chicken will get scared, and he'll kill himself.
Oh.
So it's not able to grow up. Mm. So that was the issue. And I looked it up, and people have been having the same issue.
Mm.
And so we have to wait. I have to wait for someone else who's smart enough to create a new chicken farm, or just there's no chicken farm.
Oh.
So
I'll play around in creative to figure out a new chicken farm.
I played around destroy in creative. Destroy the building. And a friend of mine played around in creative too.
And nothing?
Nothing. We can't figure it out.
Destroy the building.
I might have to. And just put the chickens in a farm.
Somewhere and just else. Kill them like and that. Just
breed them like that. Because I would have to figure out like a whole different thing. It works for Bedrock, but not for Java.
Do the baby chickens have a different, like, not model, but do they have a different, like, physics? A different pathing with water running? Maybe?
We tried water, too. They just, maybe we just haven't figured it out yet. The thing is, I was thinking maybe... My idea was, what if the dispenser drops them from a high point, they fall into water, and the water leads them onto the slab? But then we're like, how would we get him from the water onto the slab without hitting the lava that's above them?
Hmm.
But yeah, I was, also we could have just...
You could do that,
wait
though.
Wait a minute, I have an idea.
Yeah, you could just have, like, the dispenser up here,
boop,
and then water drop, take them to the slab, and then the lava block.
But I was also thinking about it. I was all like...
But they don't bob.
They can, drop onto the slab so they're no longer getting hurt, but then grow up, and then I can have the lava turn on and off quickly. Mm.
Have, an observer there?
Well, no. But then I thought about it. I was like, I need them to grow up and hit the lava, because if I turn it on and off, then it's probably going to cook the... destroy the meat.
Mm.
I don't know. Maybe I have to play around more.
Makes sense. Chicken.
Yeah. Movie's fake. No kidding.
Jesse the whole time. It's one big mod pack.
It is. It is a big mod pack.
Wait, so can you ride gas or not? Or is that just a movie thing?
You could.
Yeah, you can. You have to find the baby and grow it up and then put the saddle on it.
You need to find a droid gas tier. Or droid gas in general, I mean.
Mm. Damn.
Which is, yeah. I haven't found it. Or have I been looking for it?
Why is he crying?
Cause no chicken.
The alley.
No gas.
What the skelly?
What? Who?
What?
Huh? What the skelly?
Is that from the movie?
What the skelly auntie?
Oh.
What? How much iron do you guys have?
Iron?
A lot.
I have a stack and maybe 20 something.
You have three, four stacks.
I went through a lot.
I am looking into making a mine shaft.
So if you get on, maybe, but
oh no!
Why not get on, find a mine shaft, and steal all the railings that are in there, and then you don't have to spend a lot of iron.
Oh, I'll go to the spider spawner.
That one, yeah, if you want.
Pretty sure there's a mine shaft in that.
That's where it was.
I'm pretty sure there's a mine shaft under the house.
There was one at the spider spawner.
Yeah.
But I just chose not to go through it.
There you go.
When I get home, I'm gonna flex my ender chest to Diaz. Send him a good
check. Check this out, Diaz.
He's gonna be mad because I have four items that he's been wanting.
What does he want?
Totem of Undying.
Oh.
I have four of them.
So he can fucking attack us and come back to life, fucker.
No, he's just like, what if I drink this Omnis bottle? I'm my brother drink it and then fight. If you're gonna drink it, at least fight him, bro. I'm like, he's like, no, if I die, I'm just quitting.
The Fortnite buzz.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Are they saying Fortnite in the living room?
I think so, yeah. He's like, if I die, I'm just gonna quit the server. Whoever gets on could deal with it. I'm like, you're just an ass, bro. I don't wanna lie to you.
For reals.
He's really dying.
Wait, did you guys sit? I saw in my house there's that scholar thing.
The what?
The pew.
The what?
There's a book where I had my zombie villager.
What's wrong with it?
The villager now. He got saved.
Nice. No. The farmer one is a zombie, though. I don't know how you turn into a zombie, but he's a zombie.
I found a zombie villager in the caves at my house. He spawned in, and I was like, I'm going to take him to the top.
The one that was selling diamond, he got turned into a witch. Because he got struck by lightning.
Yeah, I heard.
That's funny.
Poor dude.
That was our
it was me, Sansa's, and Adun were on, and there's lightning hitting, and we're like, where did that hit? And then I go to the fucking villager, and I see he's upside down, but he's a witch. I'm like, oh. And then we undone searched it up, and there's no way of saving it, so we had to kill him.
Damn. Yeah.
We should make...
It's because he had an open roof. I don't know who fucking had the roof, or like, who tore down the roof.
Someone did it just so they can go in and out. I know that. I think it was Diaz.
It's just funny, dude.
I'll put lightning rods all over the place. On the roof of the house.
We gotta get, or not even on the roof of the house, it's just on top of the mountain.
Dude, before I finished my house, you know what I showed you the enchantment table was?
Mm-hmm.
There was a gap before it, like there was no hole to go up. So it was just a dark gap and mobs spawned in there. Oh my gosh, it was annoying. I go up, 3 skeletons and a creeper. The creeper blows up. My house is delayed. I'm like, oh fuck.
No. My house is delayed.
I couldn't move in.
You and Santos in your big ass houses.
I like that.
Says puzzle. You.
My house isn't massive like yours. You. Mine doesn't expand like that.
Yours is huge.
Santos is huge. You haven't seen Santos' house. It's a massive. It's bigger than his and mine.
Yeah.
And Diaz and I were like, what is he compensating for? Because it's huge. And I was like, maybe it's because Undone and Paris live on a mountain. Maybe he wants to be like the biggest house. I don't know.
But I'm the biggest bird.
I just followed
the tutorial. Diaz has a big house too, though.
Diaz does have a big house. I don't know why you guys have such big houses.
I just followed the tutorial.
I just have a hole in the fucking wall.
Diaz told me to build his house. He wants a modern house. And I looked up a video, but his house actually was cut in half.
Oh, yeah.
The original house is massive, and it wasn't going to fit there. So his house was cut in half. You know where his chests are?
Uh-huh.
That would have extended like a couple more blocks.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay.
That
so
show's funny.
His house was cut in half.
When I killed his mule, dude, that show's so funny.
His house is cool, but it doesn't have any soul.
Yeah. Neither does mine, but I like mine because it looks like a dungeon. I was going through it, and I don't know who put the signs on my... I'm guessing it was Diaz. The Ricky's Gooner Cave, and Nat was like, does that say what I think it says? And I was like, yeah. I thought I was like, why? She was like, how do your friends know? I'm like, know what? And she was like...
At the same time, it's just a joke.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
It wasn't like, he's a fucking gooner.
Yeah, and I told her, I was like, dude, do you expect them to fucking claim me as Diddy too?
Yeah.
Looked at the other side.
I saw that you changed it.
Population, me and you. A little heart emoticon. Oh, man. So
yeah. It was just, it's just a joke. Like,
I think I'm going to expand my house, though, and I'm going to make it like an actual part of the cliff. Because I've seen some videos where people... make like actual cliff houses where it's just the side of the wall, glass, and then you put like everything you need in there. I think I'm gonna do that, but
that mountain is pretty flat on the side, so you can do it.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, that'd be pretty cool.
And you could be above Diaz, piss him off.
Hell yeah.
Diaz came to me, he's like, do you think it'd be cool if I put the enchantment table on the roof? And I was like, no,
just on the roof.
I was like, why would you do that? And he's all like, I think it'd be cool. I was like, I think it'll look horrible. And apparently he asked Jesse and I think Santos, and they said no. Like, it shouldn't be on the roof.
Make an underground cave for it.
That's it, though. Tell him, though.
I like know where the end portal is.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, it's not that far from us. Well, I mean, it's a distance. There's still we can go to it. Or at least I can, like, find it.
It's on the same map?
It's a little further away.
Why don't we have maps at spawn?
Because then you would have to make a big map and then make the map bigger with other maps. And then you have to go around the whole area and do it.
I would want to do that.
We did it before. Well, I made like a small one for the area that we're in. But I guess we can make like a map room.
That'd be... No, well, just like next to the tunnel that we have. Make a big-ass map. That'd be cool.
I guess we can.
And then we can make a globe.
I know there's people make map rooms where, like, you'll go in and the floor is the entire world.
Oh, yeah. I saw someone do that with the end. It was so cool looking.
With the what?
The end.
Oh. I didn't know you could map the end, to be honest. I haven't tested that out.
There might have been a mod then. No. I don't know.
I don't think I ever tested out.
And Diaz is fucking like, let's go get Electros. I'm like, bro, relax, bro. Stop trying to rush the game.
For reals. I told him that too, don't worry. He sometimes him and I would be on, it would just be him, he's like, let's go to the end, let's go kill the dragon. I was like, I'm not gonna get in trouble with everyone else.
I told them, like, it's like tradition. We all wait.
We all wait. It doesn't
either matter. We all wait, or like a couple people miss out because they're not on.
That's and then we plan the day.
What do you guys wait for?
Everyone to be ready.
Uh-oh.
Like his house is still, like, he just barely finished his house, you know?
And I told him, like, bro, you want to do all this and that? You could barely survive with fucking netherite armor.
For reals. Wasn't he with netherite in your trials?
Yeah.
He still almost died?
Bro, I think he has, like, two.
I died in the nether, dude. My nether, well,
It's funny because he calls you a sweat, but it's like, I think he's the sweat now because he has a bunch of netherite
now. How am I the sweat?
I don't know. He's like, Brian's such a sweat.
How?
I don't know.
I build.
Probably because you build. And he just has a block house.
I built his house. And he paid me 2 stacks of diamonds. I haven't got mining. I haven't got mine.
That's a great upcharge right there.
He's given me so much. He gave me 2 stacks of diamonds for an armor stand, Rick.
It's a great upcharge right there.
And he's all like, scam or get scam. I'm up 4 stacks, bro.
It's a great scam right there.
Scammer get scammed.
I'm a sweat. That's fucked up.
He's been trying to buy my fucking the infinity bow. He's like, how much netherite you want for it? I'm like, 4 stacks. He's like, yeah, you're bugging. I'm like, yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
Dude, yesterday, I literally spent hours in the nether. And it was just me in a hole. And I didn't even know where I was going. I found, I had a stack and maybe like 20 or something like that of agent debris.
Damn.
So I have like 20 something nether right now.
I know, this has been fucking just in the nether, just getting netherite too.
Yeah, I think I don't know. That's crazy that he said I'm a sweat. That's crazy.
I've heard it too.
Like, bro, he's such a sweat.
I'm a sweat.
I think it's because also because you found the, I forgot what you found first. I think you found the, I think it was when you found netherite first or when you got netherite first. He's like, bro, he's such a spoil. He already went to the nether and got netherite. I'm like, bro, it's like.
Wait, he had netherite first than me, though.
Did he?
Yes. I forgot what it was. He had netherite first than me. And he gifted me netherite. And he gifted me the template. So.
I was like, damn. I was like, Brian's a spoil, but I think you might have surpassed him. Just like to go with the joke.
I'm not a sweat, dude. All I do is build. Like, you'll literally, like, they know. Like, in the last world, it was nothing but me building.
Yeah.
And I don't really go mining. And when I do go mining, it's for material. Like, I need, like, iron for the lanterns, you know? So. Or I need coal so I can feed myself, you know? Mm-hmm. That's funny. That's crazy that I'm a sweat and he's over here like, let's go do this and that. Let's go do this and that.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Poor guy, man. He literally went in the nether looking for netherite because he needed more netherite, and that's why he has two netherite armor because his was breaking, so he needed more.
He makes a bunch of templates too.
I literally have limited template. I don't make it because I don't need it.
What are templates?
In order for you to use the netherite, you have to make these netherite templates and use the armor, the blacksmith, whatever it is, the armor thing. And you put the template, a netherite ingot, and then your armor, and then that's how you get netherite armor.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, but it's expensive.
I've never touched netherite. So
it's expensive to make the templates because you need the template, netherrack, and then diamonds around it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's funny too because the only netherite ingot I had, I gave to him for the infinity book.
You gave me 4.
I give you 3.
You gave me 4.
I gave him 4.
You gave me 4 ingots for the infinity.
I was worth. And then this is like, you got scanned. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You gave me the ingots. I didn't fucking get them myself.
He told me that you're like, that you were, he offered you or you offered him something. And then you're like, damn it, I gave Brian my last ingots.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's funny.
But yeah, I was like, that was worth because that wasn't my ingots. I didn't go get those. So fuck it. I don't care about them. But yeah.
How unfortunate.
I always be.
What a world.
Like, he called me a sweat when all I do is just build. I built a farm. That's all I did.
And then all we do is whenever I make a book, I'm like, all right, I'm going to open up the bidding auction. It starts at 15 diamonds. Yeah. And so Diaz is always fucking bidding.
Fucking Diaz.
I remember one time I gave him an impaling one book and he got mad. I was like, give me 4 diamonds. for this book. He's like, is it good? I'm like, it's very good. It's in Pain Lane 1. It's for a trident. And he got mad. I don't want the fucking book. Take it. Take the fucking diamonds too. I don't want them. I'm like, all right.
I'm going to keep that in mind next time when I'm in Minecraft.
That your sweat?
That in my sweat. Like, if he's like, Brian, can you do this for me? Can you do that? I'm not going to help you, bro.
No, thank you.
Good luck. Go do it yourself.
Call him Sweat. And then kill him for his nether.
Yeah.
What a world.
Yeah.
Such a sweat, Brian.
For wheels.
And all your builds, such a sweat.
That frog, even crazy,
that frog is insane. You're a sweat.
Wait, so what was that hole supposed to be? Remember when we died in it?
What hole? Oh, that?
Yeah.
It was like some fucking farm that he wanted to do with like for iron golems.
It was an iron farm, but you needed villagers, and there's no villagers. And I was like, why is this here? So I was gonna, do I cover it up? And then someone else covered it up. So I was like, all right, cool. And I was like, this is just stupid. So
that was funny. I died.
How do you make a villager
spawner? I saw you go down there. A bunch of doors, man.
In order to make villagers, well, what do you mean?
Yeah, how do you make more villagers?
You feed, you give two villagers food, and then they'll if there's a bed, they'll
do the deed.
The same way you like breed an animal.
Really?
I thought. And the little baby will come out.
Why do I remember doors?
Well, that's a iron golem farm that you're thinking about.
Oh.
Yeah.
Model.
Yeah, I'll tell you afterwards, but yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you more afterwards, but yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of like what others. So.
What type is it?
134.
The Fortnite was.
Yeah, that's what we hear every once in a while. Because you know he's dying.
Yeah.
He's only making it to like top 50. Like, oh.
Whatever the noise, the honk.
Don't forget to thank the bus driver.
I always do.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Diaz always, every day he's asked, so are we playing Fortnite? No.
Why does he love Fortnite so much?
I don't know.
I think he's just, because he's a sweat. I don't know.
No, he's fucking ass. Fucking ass.
It shows, bro.
He's fucking terrible. He's like, so you're going to hop on Fortnite? Wait, what? I'm like, no, bro. Not playing Fortnite.
I'm a sweat.
I have every single item I need to make any single potion. I just need to get more blaze rods.
And then I'll be fucking minding my own business. He goes invisible and is trying to kill me.
And you didn't even care. You were like,
oh, I don't even care. He's like, okay, I'm done.
Fucking Diaz.
But
yeah. I'm the biggest bird. I'm just
such a sweat. Bird. Such a sweat, Brian. Such a sweat. Mm-hmm. How dare you be so good at building?
For reals. My finger.
I cut my nail really short on my pinky.
I think he wasn't asking for you to build something for him again, I think.
And it hurts.
Yeah, he asked me to re-renovate Ricky's house.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
He's like, because I told you. I told you why.
All the brick.
He hates your house.
Why did you hate my house? It's not even his house.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I told him I wasn't going to do it because
I told him he was an asshole for moving your house.
I tried to pizzazz it a little bit with my fences. That's
why I built the frog, because your house looked like a frog and he got rid of it. And so I did the frog for you.
In honor of my
house. Follow your house. That's why I built the frog.
Just destroy Brian's. I mean, Diaz's house.
I'll just blow it up. And I'll steal his enchantment.
I have TNT.
That show is funny, dude.
What am I sweat for getting TNT? I went to a temple and I found it in the bottom.
The whole reason why I killed his mule is because he was like, I'm going to breed your fucking, I'm going to make another mule, so I'm going to breed your horse. I'm like, bro, stop harassing my horse.
I think that's why that horse is outside your house.
Yeah.
Oh.
He probably saved it so he can do it.
And then so I was like, I'm going to get on. He was like, I'm going to go fucking take my diamond horse armor back if you're not going to let me. So I hopped on. I took off the diamond horse armor and the saddle. And then he started hitting me, and he's like actually trying to kill me. And I just shot his mule, and it died. All the shit dropped. You just see all the shit from the chest fall out. And so he's actively trying to kill me, and I just DC.
I just disconnect. He's like, wow, you're actually going to do that? Wow.
Who was the one my name tag? Who put wood in front of his door?
Me.
Why?
This would piss him off.
It would piss him off. He's like, who did this?
What's that?
I don't know. He's like, who did this? I'm like, I don't know. I think it was Santos.
You know what?
And he believed it.
If we had a bunch of saplings and we bone meal them all in front of his house.
That's what me and a dad would do when Santos building his house. We put a dirt block. We just plant a tree in his house.
That's why there was dirt blocks in front of his house. I went in and like fucking got rid of them.
Hell yeah.
And he'd just be like, oh my God. Oh my God.
He sounds like Lola from Big Mouth.
Oh my God.
He'll like, we'll just go to his room. I'll look at a dun. We'll be crouching. Block. Boom, 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 boom.
All quiet.
Yeah. Dude, it's the funniest shit. He gets mad. He's like, why?
Why?
It's funny hearing Santa's rage, bro.
You're torturing the poor man.
Yeah.
The poor man.
We really need to get mending, but I think I might do that on my own. I might have to go travel far to do it.
You can't just enchant a book and get it?
No.
Not mending?
You need to go, to a jungle village or swamp village? Get the villager?
You just have to find a villager and hope that he gives you mending.
Practically.
So I was like, I'm probably going to go far to find a village and try to make them all whatever it is and then hope for the best.
Bopey.
Why not? I don't know. Because mending is also really hard. You can hope that you'll fish it out, you know?
Like pray to the gods.
Like you were earlier?
It's rare.
It's very rare. Sally, come here.
Can you get any book from fishing? It's just books?
Practically.
Pretty much. It's just a chance of it, you know?
I'm the biggest bird.
Oh. Okay. No, you go, Sophie.
Why don't you just enchant
Fuck that bed up. Yep, Sophie. Fuck that bed up.
Yeah, your fishing rod for luck or something.
It has luck in the sea, too.
Oh.
Well, lure is something they should.
And lure, too. And unbreaking, too. And it's dog shit.
It's dog shit.
It's dog shit. Sophie, the bed did nothing to you.
Shit. She's trying to get comfy, Doug. She's headbutting.
Yeah, we've been going for an hour and a half.
Trying to call it or what?
Let's call it here, yeah. Whip. You're not going to Minecraft and, I guess, sweat or some shit. I don't know.
Where do you even see your time?
You're fucking sweat right now.
You hid your task bar?
Oh. He has it hiding.
Bro, you're weird. Fucking sweat, right? Just face it.
Tell me what I did that was sweaty.
I don't know. I forgot what it came up. I forgot why we called it. Because I called you a sweat once too, like jokingly. And kind of like, just kind of ran with it. Forgot what it was though. Oh, it's because you found the fucking, where the blaze rods are. But because it's so close to the spawn. But I remember because I was like, damn, Brian already found it? Fucking sweat. That's a joke. And fucking Diaz ran with it.
But it wasn't even that far.
I know, it's not that far.
I went through the basalts and I turned and I was like, oh, there it is. And then I just walked to it. And then I was in there and yeah, I didn't even find the spawner. I found the just one flying around. I killed him and I got it. And then I just left it.
There's two spawners there.
I know, I found them later on.
It was funny because we just saw that and I was like, damn, fucking sweat. Like you travel, me thinking you just traveled those blocks, but it's legit like.
It's right there. And I made like a little like.
It's a great spawn too. Beautiful spawn.
And
our little valley.
Beautiful spawn.
We should make a big tree.
No, we have too many trees.
No, but like one big one. That we don't cut down.
I took down all the oak trees that were by like in between mine and Diaz's house.
Like the big
bush. I took that shit down because I was like, that shit looks ugly. We need flat space.
And we make a big treehouse on top where we all have dinner.
All right, go. Good to working on that.
Yeah, get on.
Hold up. No, okay. Sophie. Oh, Sophie?
What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
She throws up.
All over your slides.
That's why I'm like thinking like, I don't know if she She, I don't know if she's sick. No, because if she was sick, she would be stumbling. Oh.
Okay, she's okay.
Yeah, she starts doing one of the...
All right, Jesse.
I think she's third time.
You can wrap it up.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. Sippin' and Pippin'. Sippin' and Pippin'. I'm your host, Jesse. With my host, as always...
Brian. Sorry,
and
I missed.
Rick. Brian, where can I listen to the podcast?
You guys can listen to this podcast on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
Email, Instagram, go on.
Instagram, official.smp.podcast. And email sapbusiness@sappodcast.net.
And, yeah.
Ooh. Have a good Mother's Day.
Have a good Mother's Day.
Buy your mama something. If you don't, at least get her flowers.
Cinco de Mayo was good.
Did you guys even do anything for Cinco de Mayo?
No, I forgot it was Cinco de Mayo, to be honest with you. I did nothing.
It was on a Monday.
It was on a Monday. It was weird.
Yeah, I mean,
there's nothing I gotta say.
Not much to add, but.
I have to go pick up Nila from Nat's house. I spent the whole week at her house.
Did you ask?
Fuck you.
Cool.
Not a new.
Have a good day. Have a good week. Have a good month. Have a good year. Have a good
Mother's Day and a Mexican Mother's Day.
That way I already said that, but. Have a good month of May.
But it's not on your fingers.
Go watch Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts is a good movie. You guys haven't watched it.
The Void is a cool character.
Memorial Day's on the 26th. Not the day off. It's a Monday. Sorry.
My birthday's on a Wednesday, but I don't think I'm going to do anything. Crazy.
It's coming up, huh?
This Wednesday.
Yeah, this coming Wednesday. It should be my birthday. See you guys later.
Oh, my God. In this Jordan era... Sorry.
Wait, this episode goes up on your birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So happy birthday to Rick.
Yeah, happy birthday, happy birthday to me.
Wasn't your birthday on a Wednesday, too?
Mine?
And the episode went up on your birthday, too.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I feel like it was, right?
Oh, shit. No, it was on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, it was
the liar. Club liar, going liar. Liar.
Sorry. Well, someone's birthday was the day after you.
Tuesday.
True. Oh, some meds.
Yeah.
My meds birthday's on the 19th.
Take your meds.
Take your meds.
Is that your, like, reminder?
Yeah.
Take your mind.
My phone's buzzing.
It says Viagra intake.
Viagra. Take Viagra.
Put it in your water.
We still haven't done that. You guys remember we were saying that? That we were going to play Russian roulette, but with Viagra?
Did we say that?
Everyone was going to have a water with Viagra.
I don't remember this.
But only one person wasn't. We were going to see who doesn't get bricked up.
I don't remember this song.
I don't remember this topic
if
either.
If it was in his dream or it was probably your old friend group. I don't know.
Let's get blue chews.
Blue chews.
And we'll crush them up and we'll put them in the water.
Said blue cheese.
Let's get blue cheese. I love blue cheese.
I think blue cheese turns them on.
Actually, I haven't had blue cheese in like years.
I never had blue cheese before.
I love blue cheese.
Hi, Lucy.
I love blue cheese. Hey.
Blue cheese.
Because Lucy got up.
Stop being gay.
Stop being gay.
She just wants to say hi.
Fine, go say hi.
What the fuck? What the fuck, dude?
Hello.
What the fuck?
Are you okay, Lucy?
I end the show. Let's.
Bye, guys. See you later.
End the show.
You gotta say the thing, Jess.
End the show.
You gotta fuck off.
End the show.
Oh, you bitch.
She bites.
Fuck off.
Sneezed on me.
Good job, Lindsay. Good job. Fuck off. Fuck off. Fuck off.